What's with the sharks this summer? That's the question on the minds of those heading to the beach these days, where the sharks seem to be lurking closer to shore. You turn to the Weather Channel to see a weather report and see a shark report instead, you know something's up. But sharks have been biting for many years. The cases from the law books prove it. And when the shark bites, someone must pay. The cases prove that, too. As it turns out, however, on appeal at least, the someone who pays seems to be the person injured. Sharks. They swim off and never take responsibility for their actions, so plaintiffs are forced to look elsewhere. Even back nearly 100 years ago, in 1903, a sailor traveling from South America to Savannah, Georgia, fell off the ship one night. A shark bit him. I need not say more. His colleagues pulled him back to the ship and tended to his wounds as best they could, but the ship's captain decided not to change course, decided not to head to a closer port. So 3 months later, when the ship finally reached Savannah, the sailor went to the hospital and went to see a lawyer. He sued his employer for his weeks of pain. The trial court awarded him $1,500 for what it called his unspeakable agony, indeed torture. But the appellate court was not so alarmed. It found that the captain's decision to press on made no difference in the long run to the sailor's recovery. The sailor suffered, sure, but he got better before the ship ever would have reached a port. Sorry, sailor. Sorry, too, to another employee, one who worked for a shark handling company. He agreed to move a shark who had outgrown a tank at what the court called a shark club. The shark, as you might imagine, had grown quite fond of his tiny home and lashed out at those moving him. The employee, with a fresh shark bite on his arm, sued the shark club, blaming it for his injuries, and lost. The court found that, sure, when a club keeps, harbors, owns a dangerous animal, say, a shark, the club is usually strictly liable for resulting injuries, say, shark bites, except when someone agrees to hold the shark. In legal terms, assumes the risk of dealing with the man-eating animal, someone like the shark handler. The court found shark bites an occupational hazard of shark handling, no recovery. And the same for the complete innocent, the person who, a la Jaws, goes swimming and is attacked by a hungry or annoyed or distracted shark. No recovery. That's what a Florida court decided back in the mid-70s in a case uncomfortably similar to one in the news of late. Boy goes swimming, is attacked by a shark just off a city beach. The boy sued the city for his injuries, and the court decided that, sorry boy, the city had no warning that sharks were around, and a shark attack under those circumstances wasn't foreseeable to anyone. Besides, the court noted, no one's really responsible for wild animals' actions, as long as there's no possession or harboring involved. So, appellate courts decide, defendants in the shark bite cases really aren't responsible for the shark's actions. The shark is, but he's not paying either. I'm Amy Guida.